Blackstone Audio presents Seize the Day by Saul Bellow. This book is read by Grover Gardner. Dedication. It is a pleasure to acknowledge the generous support given me by the John Simon Guggenheim Foundation and its secretary, Mr. Henry Allen Moe. Saul Bellow. Chapter 1. When it came to concealing his troubles, Tommy Wilhelm was not less capable than the next fellow. So at least he thought, and there was a certain amount of evidence to back him up. He had once been an actor, no, not quite, an extra. And he knew what acting should be. Also, he was smoking a cigar, and when a man is smoking a cigar, wearing a hat, he has an advantage. It is harder to find out how he feels. He came from the 23rd floor down to the lobby on the mezzanine to collect his mail before breakfast, and he believed, he hoped, that he looked passably well, doing all right. It was a matter of sheer hope, because there was not much that he could add to his present effort. On the 14th floor he looked for his father to enter the elevator. They often met at this hour on the way to breakfast. If he worried about his appearance, it was mainly for his old father's sake. But there was no stop on the 14th, and the elevator sank and sank. Then the smooth door opened, and the great dark red uneven carpet that covered the lobby billowed toward Wilhelm's feet. In the foreground, the lobby was dark, sleepy. French drapes, like sails, kept out the sun. But three high, narrow windows were open, and in the blue air Wilhelm saw a pigeon about to light on the great chain that supported the marquee of the movie house directly underneath the lobby. For one moment he heard the wings beating strongly. Most of the guests at the Hotel Gloriana were past the age of retirement.